Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name is Dawn Roberts. I was given a refund on my product, and now I want to know why there's another debit for both of those.
Okay, could I have your zip code?
33761.
First and last name?
Dawn Roberts.
Thank you. I see an account match your name. Could you verify your address?
29081 U.S. Highway 19 North, Lot 172, Clearwater, Florida, 33761.
All right, thank you for that. So there was a purchase here on the 18th of February. Let's see. Let me check. So the last, we haven't billed you since the 3rd. You were fully refunded for the 3rd of March and the 28th of February. That was for $67.32 and $7.95. Now, if you are looking at your transaction report, like your statement for the month, you'll still see the charges on there because they happened in the previous month. But once you look at March's statements, you won't see it anymore.
Okay, because it says here, I'm totally confused. I see where it says refund. Refund on the 5th and refund on the 4th.
Yes, ma'am. And
now I'm getting a purchase as of yesterday for another $67 and a pending credit and then two debits that are on hold for the same two, $67 and $7.95. What is that?
Tell me, I would not know. I do apologize about that. It wouldn't be from our company because, okay, so let me see. Oh, I see what the problem is here. Let's see. One second. I'm reading over your account. I'm sorry.
These come in, pending credit, 67.
Okay, so did you ever file a dispute with your bank?
It was all canceled, and they send you a notice that it was canceled. It was all canceled.
Okay, so I'm asking, did you previously file a dispute with your bank?
Yes.
Before you called us?
No.
Or was it? Okay, so if you filed a dispute with your bank and they did a formal investigation of the charges and they see that you did make the purchase of the products, then they'll give you a refund, but they'll take it back. So let's say you filed a dispute with your bank. What they do is they verify that dispute by calling that company. If they called us and we verified your information for them, they will then take that credit back from you. So if they did give you a credit for $7.95 and $67.32, pending their investigation, they will take that credit back because they'll say that it's basically filing a false dispute claim. And pending the investigation, they gave the money back. So what you would have to do now is contact your bank, verify with, you have to verify with them.
From used to.
Yes. So it may be, yes, ma'am, it may be your bank because I'm not seeing a charge here from the bank. All I see is a refund of $67, and that was on the 5th. They gave you the money back. The last time you were billed from us was on the 3rd, and your account is canceled, so you won't be billed from us anymore. You would have to go ahead and contact your bank about those charges because it looks like we did our part and gave the refund, and we did cancel the account for you.
Okay, it says the refund was on March 7th, and one was yesterday. The $7.95 was yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. So the refunds were processed as stated, and the account was canceled as well. So as far as any other charges to the account, you may have to contact their bank about it and see if they could further explain it. Because in our system, it shows that you were last billed on the 3rd.
I was billed on the 3rd. I'm looking for the 3rd.
So it may not be the 3rd on your end. It may be a day or two late. Because sometimes we send out payments on a certain day, but it doesn't reach your account until like the 5th or the 4th.
All right. Cause I got the refunds, I guess. I got the one refund on the 7th and one refund on the $7.95 was yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. So I would contact the bank about those charges just to clear it out with them and so they can see where they came from.
Yeah, because one says March 8th was a yesterday's date, shows that there was a purchase to you. Okay, I don't understand this. Okay, so 3-3 purchase, 6732. All right, I'll get a hold of them in the morning and see what happened, because I do see the refund.
Mm-hmm.
But then I got 167 back off, 167 back on, then another one back off, so I don't understand it. But I'll call the bank in the morning.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Bye-bye.